Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Use your brain, babe!
This is all kinds of up.
That's a quick way to become a legitimate guy.
That is a quick way.
Start a fight.
I'm just too much for you. My lace underwear? Hell, even me liking my prostate tickle.
Are you all about a tickling of a prostate?
I tickle the prostate.
Okay, I like that.
Well, have y'all not tickled the prostate?
Well,
today.
I'm just tickling his.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, L, O, P. Is that actually right? L-M-L-O-P. I don't know the rest.
I'm less surprised that she didn't know the alphabet than the other girls actually knowing the alphabet.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina is off tonight, so comedian and actress Sherry Cola from Good Trouble is with us.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. We are so excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited to announce this polyamorous relationship.
You know what? We tried to keep it under wraps. And here
we are. Exclusive. Exclusive.
This is really what's been going on.
You ever watched Nightly Pop before? Be honest.
I have. I absolutely have. And I'm a fan.
Are you a fan of Nina?
Yeah.
All right. Seth, that was too loud of a laugh. Okay, cool. All right, let's get into it. Never call a New York housewife the C word. Last night, Ramona's friend Bershon called Sonia clown, then said the cast is a bunch of boring grandmothers. Okay. Well, it sparked a fight that went from dinner to the hotel and into the next episode.
Well, listen.
You asked me a question, then you want to know if they're listening.
I don't need to know if they're listening.
Why don't you? If you ask me a question,
Sonia,
let's talk.
I understand.
Yes,
no,
you
I
want
don't.
All the commands.
Sonia, and every time you talk,
excuse me, twerk, twerk, twerk.
You can't never be normal. You always want to be a clown.
Okay, walk away.
I'm not walking away, because I know all you're going to do is talk about yourself.
No, all you're going to do is act like a
fucking
stupid ass clown.
Yourself.
Where's
That's
your brains,
what?
Bitch? Well, where's your speaking, bitch?
Wow,
yo.
Do you watch this franchise?
I dabble. I microdose.
Okay, you microdose, and I get it. I'm with you. Do you have a favorite franchise?
I'm happy that there's an Asian one, Crystal, in one of them, right?
That's why it's Beverly Hills.
I have an app.
Look at you.
I have an app.
That is very impressive that you knew that.
Thank you so much. So you got my email.
I did.
I actually have a notification on my phone, like ESPN. An Asian member has joined a reality show.
Yeah, great.
I like it.
It's very important.
I like it. This is all kinds of up. This is the most, I said this earlier, this is the most disconnected franchise of all of them because you know these bitches are not hanging out in real life. Like, it is all sorts of just like, let's throw everyone in a crock pot and see what happens.
I'm shook.
It's a lot.
It's a focus group. It is an experiment.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm shook because, first of all, what's wrong with being a clown? We love a rubber chicken, squirty flower moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
I get that reference, but if a clown comes near me, I'm not into that.
I guess we're talking it.
It is a up clown.
What about like sexy clown?
Is there a, could you, Hunter, let's ask you, are you into a sexy clown? Could that be a fetish of yours?
Yeah.
Your impression of a sexy clown.
My whole life is being a sexy clown.
Right.
You know,
you're
so that's my whole thing. I also thought when you said C word, I thought the other one.
You thought the other one, which was a play on words, which means, guess what? We are clever on this
show. I want to say this, though. It was more the other one. The behavior was more the other C word. Clowny is being a little bit nice. They were both being a little
They were being very
It's kind of like they were coming into prison, you know? And it's like her first day in prison.
This is exactly like prison.
And she's like, I'm going to grab the lunch tray. Well, I'm gonna smash a bitch's head right now, verbally.
Survival of the fittest.
Right. And the craziest show on TV is trending again. If you're not watching Tyler Perry's Sistas, you are really missing out, you guys. Twitter is currently obsessed with this scene.
Hey, look. Let's just end this.
Right? No, please.
No, Calvin, let's end this.
Please.
I'm just too much for you. Me, my two dads, me being in touch with my feminine side, my lace underwear, hell, even me liking my prostate tickle.
Oh. Yeah.
I am all about this. I'm bisexual. So a man wearing lace underwear is best of both worlds.
Okay.
You love that.
I'm here for it.
You're into that.
I'm here for it.
I get it.
I'm here for it.
Are you all about a tickling of a prostate? How you feel about that?
I've tickled a prostate.
Okay. I like that.
Well, have y'all not tickled the prostate?
Well,
today.
Hunter's tickling his.
You start with your own and then you let other people try. People on Twitter were kind of saying that this is a little bit like, especially a lot of guys, they don't like it. You know, a lot of straight men like to pretend they don't like to get their prostate tickled. We all like it.
You like it. I know. But
I feel like the prostate is the most versatile part of the body. You know,
really?
You can do so many things to it and people just don't want to discover that.
Okay, well,
you can whistle into it.
Wow.
Blow a raspberry. It's like a woodwind instrument, you know?
Blow a raspberry.
I like this. I like this lady.
Yeah.
She gets me.
We're learning a lot. We're having a good time.
I'm a scientist.
That's really good.
Fauci is shaking right now.
But you guys, if you had a weird fetish, how many dates until you would bring it up? Are you single?
I'm single.
Okay. You're seeing somebody 6 dates in. You really like this girl or guy.
Depends on the fetish, to be honest. If someone is telling me their fetish, I will do anything non-poop related.
That's where
I draw the line.
That's a good rule.
That's where I draw the line.
Anyway, moving on, actress Cillian Anderson just got something off her chest. She went on Instagram Live and admitted the one thing she will never do again.
I don't wear a bra anymore. I can't wear a bra. I can't, no, I can't. There's no, I'm sorry, but I don't care if I reach my belly button. My breasts reach my belly button. I'm not wearing a bra anymore. It's just too f***ing comfortable.
I have thoughts, though, because gravity is my enemy.
Yep.
In terms of going braless.
Everybody's.
But there's also, like, an optimistic thing about having, like, long boobs. You throw it over to your friend.
Yeah.
Double dutch.
Double dutch. Hop into that jump rope. It's very interactive to have long breasts. I appreciate that. If we were on, like, a hot summer block for some reason... Don't know why. Would never be. Not like, where the f*** am I going?
What is this, an episode of, like, Hey Arnold?
Yeah, are we? Yeah.
Just break the fire hydrant.
Are we double-dutching in Bergdorf's? All right. And in a new interview with GQ, Jason Sudeikis admits he hit rock bottom after his split with Olivia Wilde. Hunter, sad, right?
Yeah.
But good news, he says he will have a better understanding of why it went down in a year or two or five. Okay, take your time. If they rebounded with somebody like Harry Styles, as famous as that, if your lady rebounded with Kristen Stewart.
Is that really the comp?
Doesn't know a single lesbian.
So here's the thing. Okay. Harry Styles aside, Olivia Wilde. If Olivia Wilde left me for the guy who works for Postmates, I would still be heartbroken. Because Olivia Wilde was, like, one of my first girl crushes.
Really?
The OC? Lesbian storyline?
Oh, I see. You know what? As ironic as this is, I never got into the OC, which is shocking, I know.
Yeah, that's very shocking.
That's shocking. Can you believe that?
But would you be upset if your ex got with Harry Styles or the Postmates guy?
Mm.
Like, what would bum you out more? I think if it was Harry Styles, I would literally just...
You'd understand?
Because you'd be like, of course.
That's fine.
Same.
But if it was the Postmates guy, I'd be like, what did
Keeps
I
you
do
up at
wrong?
Night. Keeps you up
what
at night.
What if Postmates knocks on your door and it was Harry Styles?
I'd be very confused.
I'd invite him in.
Right, me too.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that, inviting in a Postmates? Well, obviously you're not single.
I'm not single.
Oh.
And when I wasn't single.
Every time I get a Postmates and it says, like, a woman's name is delivering, I keep thinking to myself, please be a 9-5, please be a 10.
Oh my God.
Have you ever hooked up? They hand me the bag and there's, like, little hand touch. I'm like, ooh.
Have you ever hooked up with an Uber driver?
Oh, no, but there's been some moments. Because you're intrigued. It's like they're playing Drake.
Yes, they are playing. They are always.
They know how to get that 5 freaking star review.
It's such a good point. Oh my God. I know a lot of people that have hooked up with their Uber drivers. That's why I want to ask.
Really?
Yeah.
You're sitting in the back. You could always, like, you know, reach forward and.
And strangle them.
Grab their neck and go, hey.
He's going to be on trial for something one day, right? And we're going to have to be called.
Look at those.
We're going to be called, yeah. Anyway, okay, we have to take a break. Coming up, a Love Island contestant doesn't know her ABCs. I'm so sorry for Hunter. It's getting crazy here. Plus, a woman makes a fashionable entrance to her party in a coffin.
Oh, that's a good way to go. That's a good way to go.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. Sometimes you find that perfect combo of beauty and brains. You guys, don't say that about me. Unfortunately, that's not the case for poor Faye on Love Island UK. God bless her.
How about one where an adult can't do the alphabet?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, L, O, P. Is that actually right? L, M, L, O, P. I don't know the rest.
Q, R, S. Oh,
don't even know the alphabet!
Q, R, S.
T, U, what?
Q, R, S,
T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Oh, my God!
Bloody hell, girl.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, L, O, P.
I can't believe I'm teaching you how to do the alphabet.
Q, R, S, T, V.
T, U, V.
Or MFG.
Oh, MFG.
I'm less surprised that she didn't know the alphabet than the other girls actually knowing the alphabet. Like, that was pretty surprising. They all got it.
I feel like she knows the important ones, and that's all that matters. You know, LOL, BRB, DTF. You know
DTF,
what I mean?
DTF.
Yeah. So I know personally, we've talked about it. I've dated a variety, but I've definitely dated the LA dumb hot people before. I've tried.
Yeah.
It's rough. Have you guys dated someone that you're like, ooh, physically, 10 out of 10 for me, but emotionally, mentally, a low, low number?
Probably more on the emotional scale, low.
Right.
Not well, intelligence for me.
Intelligence, kind of, because I am a big grammar girl.
Okay, good. Okay, we should hang out after.
I have so much to teach you.
Okay, you do.
The you're big. there, that, you know, that, I'm like...
There's enough memes for people to get those right. Even I learned.
Like, we'll be sexting, and then they'll be like, the Y-O-U apostrophe R-E-W-E-T.
If we're sexting, I'm a little bit more forgiving.
Oh.
I'll lock the phone right here between my knees, you know?
It's really tough when you have the MacBook right there.
Yeah.
When you're, but like, you doing can... the desktop.
Yeah, the iMac.
All right, you guys. And if you watch only one viral video this week, this is the one. Supposedly, this woman really wanted to make an entrance on her 50th birthday, so she showed up in a coffin.
The theme was life after death.
So old. I have words for all occasions. Wise beyond my years, I have a heart bigger than the ocean. I present to you the expert, life after death.
Now look at this.
Okay, if there's anything to bring you back from the dead, it's a Beyoncé song.
That's true.
If I'm 6 feet under and I hear ba-ba-ba-da,
by the way, is there a happier jingle? Not even close. It makes you feel like champagne. You know that song makes you feel way prettier than you are.
I am stunning. I'm a perfect 10 when I listen to that song.
Oh, and you see the bump rub. It all comes back. Good time.
It all comes back.
It all comes back.
It's the best kind of PTSD.
Yes.
So, first of all, I love performative art.
Right.
You know, at a birthday party. But once again, this is why I microdose TikTok as well.
It gets to be a lot.
It's f***ed up. This is bad.
It's just, I feel like you're doing a lot for your 50th. 50th is like, what are you gonna do for your 51st now?
Right.
What's 51st birthday gonna be?
Like, if she was 95 and really about to die, then like that's
unbelievable. Really funny,
powerful.
This lady just wanted a better intro to her performance. She came in a plexiglass coffin.
By the way, plexiglass.
Wait, but did y'all see when the coffin lid fell?
And then,
And then everyone was like...
And I was like, oh,
I don't know. This is not, I don't think I'm going to be doing this. I'm not taking any ideas from this lady for my 50th birthday, what which is in 100 years anyway.
It's not 100.
It's a long time.
What if this is what heaven is like? You know? Like, two strobe lights and in a multi-purpose room with a...
And a microphone.
And a microphone, and you have to sing. Right when you get out.
What if you have to sing for your chance to go to heaven?
I'm not making it.
A karaoke competition in order for you to be face to face with God.
I do have a plan now. If I ever do karaoke, I'm going to only sing Louis Armstrong because I just think it's really funny. And so, like, I'll go up there and be like, I'm nervous, guys. It's my first time doing karaoke. I'll see Charles Green, red roses too. It's either that or Cleaning Out My Closet by Eminem.
Oh, you would. You would. I'm dying to know what's in your closet.
A lot. All right, and moving on to really dumb ideas. A bored Louisiana man was stuck in traffic for 2 hours on a bridge, so he decided to jump off it and swim to shore. Well, he regretted that idea once he found out it was a 100-foot fall into alligator-infested waters.
Oh my God.
Why?
Start swimming.
What possesses a person to want to literally get out of the car? And we've all been in traffic, in LA traffic. We know how f***ing bad it is. What possesses a person to want to get out of their car and run and jump off a motherfucking bridge into that murky ass water?
Bridge. But yeah, that water was chocolate milk. I don't know what was going on.
2 hours in traffic.
I'm not jumping off a bridge.
I would just ditch the car.
Yeah, and walk.
Get a ticket later, whatever, get towed, whatever, just call it a day.
That, like, was a little sketch for me.
I'm also just not a good swimmer, so.
Oh, well, so he swam for, like, an hour and a half to get to shore, because he was trying to get to the mainland so that he can, like, call somebody. Because the current was stronger than he thought it was. Then he got.
He could have killed himself and drowned.
He landed on land.
Or traffic. Or, you know, yeah,
he got to land, realized he went the wrong way. He's on an island now. So he had to swim again and went to mainland. But then he got really hurt because a 100-foot drop into water is.
So this is a boot of Castaway.
This is a shitty reboot.
I feel like they got to put him in some sort of like competition show. Like this guy, it's not the end of it for this guy.
Maybe
like,
that's
they
what
need
he was
to
doing.
Use him.
He wants to be like on the Amazing Race or something.
Fucking nuts.
Wait, is that what they do on Amazing Race?
He wants to be on Dumbest Ways to Die. Yeah. That's what he wants to be on. That's the show he should be on.
All right, we have to take a break, but when we come back, secret babies, missing wedding rings, and sex disasters. So, Judgy is next. Court. Nightly Pop is back in session and we are ready to drop the gavel hard. It's time for So Judgy! Let's start with Couples Court. These two have been together for 15 years, but Mr. Wyatt says his wife is cheating and the proof is in the penis.
As I'm watching TV, I hear the phone ring and it's laying in the middle of the bed next to me, so.
Whose phone?
It's LaKoya's.
Okay.
Okay.
So I look at it and it's a picture. So when I get the picture, I actually open the phone up. Now I want to see what this is. I open the phone up, look at the picture. It's a penis.
This penis picture that he's talking about?
Yes.
I don't know if he was imagining it or maybe he accidentally deleted it. I don't know. But
you
when
never
he
saw.
Gave me, I never saw it.
Have you gotten these kind of pictures before?
Yes.
Did you know who they were coming from?
It's friends on social media.
There are friends out there who send each other inappropriate photos. I think it's funny. I've done it with my friends.
I believe
like
that.
Dudes and dudes, just like, oh, look at my penis.
Yeah, like my brother and stuff. I think it's very funny.
There's a weird thing
Your
with him
brother?
And his brother. Yeah, it's awkward. I don't know.
No, we don't send like sexy ones. We send funny ones.
Yeah. No, still weird.
Like your penis on top of like a taxi?
That's,
I don't know if
that's funny.
That's a very,
that's pretty good.
Very specific
that would
category.
Work.
Or on top of like a cop car.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. That's kind of funny.
Or like on top of a piece of bread.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah.
Something like that. I believe her.
I want to see a photo of the judges real fast. If we could pull up a photo of the judges. He looks like he thought he was taking a 5-milligram edible, and then it ended up being a 500-milligram edible.
And this next woman suspects her guy has a secret baby. She has literal receipts, but her evidence may be slightly insane.
One receipt that caught my eye was the one for $1,400 with the baby items.
A $1,400 receipt with baby items.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I know we do have two children.
I was about to say.
But the dates don't add up. We had our first son, Jordan, okay, April 4th.
Okay.
All right? Okay, but the receipt was dated June 8th for newborn items. Now, that makes my son 2 months. Okay? Now, if I was going to do my shopping, I would have did it March, maybe February. Our second son, he wasn't even thought about until the first week of October. Because that's when I found out I was pregnant again with our second son. So it doesn't add up, Your Honor. So, and I feel like there's a mystery baby on the loose.
Okay, so he says he has no secret babies hidden anywhere, coming out of anyone's anything.
I'm so impressed the homegirl came through with the PowerPoint.
With the PowerPoint, right? With the calendar. She knows, and it's true. You grow out of that newborn stuff real quick. Mm-hmm. It's literally 2 weeks and it's gone.
I think he has a secret baby.
I think he's got a secret baby too.
I like how they say baby's on the loose though.
Yeah.
Like that baby's just
running around
somewhere.
It's like that Blockbuster baby.
Like hiding behind trash cans and boxes, being like, they're looking for me.
Wait, what if he secretly likes wearing baby clothes?
It is a thought.
We've talked about fetishes on this show.
True.
And there are dudes who like pretending to be babies. Google
yeah. A little pacifier in the...
Is that... That's like, yeah, the wood...
I'm telling you...
Secret babies. Sound affecting here. Look at you.
Moing, moing, moing.
Do you understand the band we've just created on this show?
That was extremely impressive. All right, finally, Felicia and Gerald have been together for 10 years, but just started having issues now that Gerald's modeling career is taking off.
She said you're not wearing your wedding ring. What's going on with that?
Well, sometimes it doesn't match my attire, so... Or I might go to the gym.
Excuses.
Anybody that works out knows that your hands will swell when you work out. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I don't wear it just to see if I still kind of got that.
Wow.
He tells him that his hands swell up when he works out.
Yeah, right. And
well, how would you feel if Jordan wasn't rocking his wedding ring?
Not okay.
Right?
Here's the thing. If he said to me, I don't really want to wear a ring, and that was a conversation we had prior to getting engaged, fine. We can talk about that. But if you're going to be wearing a ring, and then all of a sudden that ring is no longer a part of your attire...
Two babies later, 6 years down the line.
Get your stories right.
No way. And also, like, I don't want to take off my ring because it's pretty.
It is very pretty.
Thank you. So it sucks because I don't even want to, like, I wouldn't even get retaliation by taking it off because I still want to wear it. I would be open to him. I don't think, listen, a ring is not preventing anything. If anything, it's attracting more attention to the situation. So if he said I didn't want to wear one, I would be open to that. But the fact that he decided to wear one, he likes wearing it, if it's coming off.
Then all of a sudden, it's sketch.
Not good.
I would take my ring off to work out, though.
But then you lose it. It's also very hard to keep track of it.
You don't lose
it. Where do you put it, in your pocket?
No, I leave it on, like, I mean, I work out at my home, so I'll put it on the table or something, you know?
Yeah,
but, like, you scuff up a ring really easily when you work out. And also, if you're wearing your ring while you're working out, it makes it harder, a lot harder to f*** one of the female trainers.
Yeah.
I hear you. If I worked out, I hear you. Yeah.
That is it for us tonight. Wow. We'll see you tomorrow night. Sherry is back with us as well, thank God. And you can see her tonight on Good Trouble at 10 p.m. on Freeform and next day on Hulu. And don't forget to set your DVRs to see us every day. Bye.
Sherry Cola. Yay.